stranger.
Hello there, stranger.
How far did you say it was to Little Rock?
Buddy, ain't you found out how far it is yet?
I can't find out at all.
Well, I'm sure glad to tell you, buddy. It's 3 lengths of a fool. If you don't believe it, lay down and measure it sometime.
Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know what I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Yeah, there's a waiting in Memphis, there's a Betty Lou in Maine, got a good old gal in Nashville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss dealing, a wheeling dealing, drug driving son of a gun. Well, there goes Joe, a buying low, I'm making up his time. But from where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy. If you think I'm a losing time, you're running late. I got a pretty little baby waiting back home for me. But there are 6 more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and 6 more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss dealing, a wheeling dealing, truck driving son of a gun.
That was old Dave Dudley, a truck driving son of a gun. Boy, I like those truck driving songs. We got a lot of truck driving boys that are involved with our particular brand of politics out there. We want to just sort of give that to you boys in tribute when you're moving on down the road. You know that Elvis record there, Moving On, that reminds me of old Hank Snow a lot. Of course, he made it popular back in 1947, I believe it was. Yeah, he made that was a big, one of the big hits of that year. And old Hank Snow's a very favorite of mine because he sings a lot of train songs. So I think we're going to dedicate the rest of the show to Hank Snow. And I've got a lot of his stuff here. Some of his tapes are a little old. Some of my records are a little old. But let's hear a little bit more of Hank Snow. But one thing we ought to cover is a little bit about Hank Snow. You know, Hank Snow was a Canadian. He is a Canadian. I believe Hank's still alive. He's very old now. But, or if he is dead, he only died in the last year or so. But anyhow, old Hank Snow, he's only a little bitty guy, about the size of little Jimmy Dickens, if you remember him from the Grand Ole Opry. I would say Hank Snow is probably about 5'2", 5'3", something like that. And he was an orphan. And he lived in an orphan's home until he was of age. And then old Hank Snow struck out on his own. And then once he made it big, guess what Hank did? He got real involved in supporting orphan kids. In fact, as I recall, he had a home that he either financed and supported for orphan kids. So he's been quite a boy over the last half century or more.
That big 8-wheel rolling down the track means that your loving daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You will fly too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud blue whistle as it blew and blew. Said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had to laugh at me, but I said you're free and I'm moving on. Cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle and roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take up the rattle in hand of this rattle of the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I'm not paying no mind, no, I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You have broken your bow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, I ain't got time for a private woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. I've warned it twice, now you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. They'd wait too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Well, there we go with one of the old masters, old Hank Snow, and we're going to play some more here as we go along. Love those train songs. Hey, doesn't that beat that Elvis Presley rendition, hands down? As far as I'm concerned, Hank Snow does a much better job, but that's up to you. Yeah, I used to live, when I was a little boy, right next to the Pennsylvania Railroad, ran through Warsaw, Indiana. In fact, two houses that I lived in when I was a little boy were right next to the Pennsylvania Railroad. In fact, the one house was about, I would say, 30 yards from the rail bed. And when that old Pennsylvania Railroad streamliners came through there, that whole house shook. But you know, after a while, you can sleep right through it. You don't even pay any attention to it. Yeah, I could stand there right in my yard and almost reach out and touch that train. And I saw the troops when they were going off to World War II there. And I was very little then. And when the troops came back, they were all leaning out the window, saying, yelling and waving at every little kid and everybody along the way. And that was 1945 or so. So I was a little older, old enough to know a little bit what was going on. So anyhow, that trains and me go back a ways, and I'm telling you, nothing's cooler than to hear an old steam engine. This before diesels. The diesels were just coming in back then. The old steam engines, and you can hear them way off in the distance at night. Woo, woo, man. I'll tell you, that's a it's a neat song, neat sound, and I love it. Now, my stepdad had a lot of jobs when I was growing up, and one of them was he worked on the railroad. Worked on the repair of the rails and so forth, and then he also got a job in one of these towers. And back then, they had men up in little teeny houses up about 30 feet off the ground, and they were the ones who put down the gates so people wouldn't run out in front of the train. They're real collector's items now. I don't think there's any place in the country where they've got those. And then not too long after that, they went to automatic signals. But there's where my dad used to go up there, climb up that ladder into that little old house. It was about 8 by 8, I guess, and about 6 foot tall. Just like a little house perched up there, and he'd watch for the signals and let down those old gates. Yep. So I had quite a bit of talk about railroad trains around our dinner table.
It's good to touch the green grass of home.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look and there runs Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they all come. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. And suddenly I awake and look around me at these cold gray walls that surround me. And it's then that I realize that I was only dreaming. There stands a garden, there's a sad old partner. Arm in arm, we walk the pilgrim. And once again, I'll touch the green grass. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
It's a good old standard, and that goes out to all the POWs and the boys behind the bars and the boys behind the wire. Yeah. And I guess you can notice that some of the stuff I'm putting on is actually off the old records themselves, the old 33. You can hear some of that needle noise on there. Yeah. I think it sort of adds to the ambiance, if you ask me. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you one thing about those old railroad trains. One time, right next to my house, when I was just a little boy, they were dragging an old car across the tracks, and one of the leaf springs came off, and I was in the yard, and I saw that, and I said, you know, they got a cow catcher on those trains, and they're pretty low, but they don't go all the way down to the tracks, and I was convinced in my mind that the next train coming through there was going to get derailed. They did derail once in a while. They derailed right there, right by my house one time. There were cars all over the place. So I got out there and I dragged that old leaf spring off the tracks, and boy, I was so proud. Went in and told my parents what a great hero I was. And they sort of snickered a little bit, but sort of went along with it. And who knows, maybe I did save that train from wrecking, because it doesn't take too much to get under one of those freight train front wheels to cause it to flip the track. And I'll tell you another thing, end for end, that leaf spring was bigger than I was. I'm telling you, that was a little tough hauling that thing off the old railroad tracks. But every few years, there'd be a big train wreck down through there someplace, and usually right there in my town. And boy, oh boy, they'd go ass over apple cart, and it's quite a sight to see, a bunch of railroad cars all off the track and upside down, man, I'll tell you. Yeah, I forgot to tell you about one thing, too. We're talking about the green, green grass of home. We used to have a little old place outside the country, the town there, a few miles, and when I was in junior high school and high school. And from there I went into the Army. Well, anyhow, this little old wood house on top of a hill out there in Indiana had a lot of cracks in it, because this old house, you probably don't know that, but Sears and Roebuck used to sell houses, prefabricated houses. And that house I lived in was a prefabricated house bought from Sears Roebuck. Boy, when the wind got up in the wintertime, lots of little cracks in that old house. We put a lot of straw, bales of straw around the bottom of it because it had rocks as a foundation. Boy, oh boy, it sounded like that house was going to come off those rocks once in a while in the wintertime. And when a tornado came through there one time, we headed downstairs to the basement. There was a little fruit cellar basement. Because when I heard the old walnut tree start cracking in the backyard, I said, Mom, Dad, we got to get down the basement. And took our neighbor's barn clear off the foundation and moved it about 6 feet. How about that? I think the worst part of my life in that house was the fact that we had an outhouse. It was about 100 feet or so from the house. And can you imagine in the winter time, when the snow is 2 feet deep, you had to dig dig out a trail to get to the bathroom, and you had to dress all up with a Mackinaw and ear tabs and boots and everything just to go to the bathroom. Boy, oh boy, these people nowadays, they'd be suing the government for some kind of compensation.
I wish I had known Jimmy Rogers in a way other than my dad's recollections, which he had passed on to me. From his music, he would seem to have been a troubled man. And one can't help but wonder if one couldn't have reached out one's hand and helped him through some of those troubles. You know, I can't help but realize the faith Jimmy Rogers had found. Even in his saddest songs, those beliefs seem to live. Notice like in Hobo Bill's last ride.
Hobo Bill, riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Hobo Bill, no warm lights flickered around him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. When he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Oh, hobo, Bill. Outside the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. While the train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. It was early in the morning when they raised the hobo's head. The smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold.
Well, I slipped one in on you there. That was Jimmy Rogers, and that's on a flip side of a Hank Snow album. And you could hear the old record scratches there from a long time ago. That That record's been around in my library for a long time. Jimmy Rogers was quite a guy back in the 20s. Country western singer, hillbilly singer, and he made a couple movies, maybe more. And he sang all these songs about the people riding on the trains and all that kind of stuff. And I remember seeing guys hanging onto the train back in the old days. That was one way to get across this country. And, of course, during the Depression, thousands of people grabbed a hold of the trains and got a free ride, lest the bull, the pigs on the line, kicked them off and beat them up and everything else. And all the boys in the IWW unions back in those days, they were using the freight trains to get across the country. And hobos used to be not dangerous people. Hobos used to come up a lot of times to a house, and they'd work a little bit, and the people would give them some food and things like that, and they went on their way. Not like today, when you'd be really scared to let anybody be at your house or even work around your house if you got any sense. That's, of course, a stranger. Of course, you know, most murders are committed by someone who knows you. That doesn't speak too good. There's a damn good movie about hobos. I think it was King of the North. Something like King of something. King of the North. Well, it's not King of the Wind and like that, or King of the North. I thought it was King of something. Tried to look it up in our old movie encyclopedia, but couldn't find it. But anyhow, when I run into it again, I'll let you know.
You know, there's something about a train which captures the imagination of everyone. I guess it's because it's such a vital part of our history that we pay homage to it in a way no other mode of travel has ever been glorified. Two of the greatest country singers who ever lived had their careers carried to heights on the silver rails. One of them was my namesake, Jimmy Rogers. The other, my father, Hank Snow. That makes me Jimmy Rogers Snow, and I'm just so proud to have been chosen as narrator of this album of train songs with Jimmy Rogers and Hank Snow. And I think it'd be nice to start way back in 1927 with one of the greatest of train songs by Jimmy Rogers, Ben Dewberry's Final Ride.
Ben Dewberry was a brave engineer. He told his fireman, don't you ever fear. All I want is the water and coal. Put your head out the window, watch the drivers roll. Watch the drivers roll. Watch the drivers roll. Put your head out the window, watch the drivers roll. Fireman asked him, what could they be? Said the old Northeastern and the A&B. The A&B. He said the A&B. It's the old Northeastern and the A&B. Well, she took the ditch. When without any warning, then she took the deal. Locomotive leaped from the rail. They never lived to tell that awful tale. His life was ended and his work was done when Ben DuBerry made his final run. He made his final run. He made his final run. When Ben DuBerry made his final run.
Old Jimmy Rogers could sing a lot of good old get down working man blues. He's really a blues singer. You know those old steam engines when they used to come through my hometown? Back in the old days, you'd see the engineer sitting right up front hanging out the window, really. And he'd always wave at you. And the engineers would always wave. They had those engineer clothes and those bib overalls and those hats and lean out the window, they had those big old leather gloves on, and they'd always smile and give you a wave on the railroad.
In the beginning of this album, I said no other mode of travel stimulated the imagination like the train. And I didn't mean to infer past tense. It still does. They're still writing songs about trains, and no one sings them like my dad. I think we should close this album with one of the newer ones. And let me thank you for letting me share some of my memories with you as we listen to the city of New Orleans.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning race. 15 cars and 15 wrestlers, riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee and rolls along the houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and freight yards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done, dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel wheels grumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their faces rocking to that gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rails still ain't heard the news. But the conductor sings his song again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got to disappear, railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Hank Snow there. Boy, I'll tell you, I think that's just about my favorite song by Hank Snow of all time. And it really tells a big story about this country. And, to be perfectly honest, I like to sing that song once in a while. Yeah, you may find me at a karaoke bar sometime. And sooner or later, you'll hear me singing that song. Never as good as Hank Snow, but I have a lot of fun doing it. Another thing I forgot to remind you of, remember those railroad engineers I was talking about? I never saw one that wasn't white. I never saw one that was hanging out that engine window that wasn't white. Maybe had a little coal dust on his face. Maybe a little grease up there, but boy, I never saw one that wasn't white. I don't think I'd want to ride on a train where the engineer wasn't white. I know. Hell, I didn't even feel safe in a dining car with a black porter. Afraid he's going to spill my beer on me or something. You know?
So the bright lights beckon you again. And it took you back and filled your life. I was waiting for the call of the wild, knowing I'd be crying like a child, knowing you were mine for just a while, till again you heard the call of the wild. Tempting calls were just too strong for you. You couldn't leave the things you used to do. Though you gave me all your love, the wildlife has called you back again. Yes, I was waiting for the call of the wild, knowing I'd be crying like a child, knowing you were mine. On the speed in the town of Laredo, I see my sweetheart there in the shadows, kissing and letting the sweet love flow. Deep in my heart there's a burning desire to back off and run away. Should I call out and let them see me, or just you? This is the I see on the street of Laredo. I pull my gun and fire and see them fall down. As I stand over their bodies and look, the crowd of the city gathers around. I feel the hand that grabs my arm and says, let's go. One last look before I leave upon the face that made my heart grieve as I stand on the street
made of Laredo. Now I'm in jail in the town they call Laredo. They buried my baby under the ground. She's peacefully waiting for me to come down.
Well, that's some more good stuff by Hank Snow. Don't you agree? He's one of the finest country singers I think it's ever been around. Oh, yeah, guess what I did this last weekend? I drove 200 miles up to Lancaster, California, and to hear a concert put on by the Confederate Railroad Band. And they're out of Tennessee, I believe. I think the leader, at least, he lives in Chattanooga, I believe. And I'm telling you, it was really fantastic. But we had to drive a couple of hundred miles there. I would normally not drive 200 miles near Frank Sinatra. I mean, you know. But there they were, and it was really good. And towards the end of the show, I'm going to play a couple of their songs on here. You've heard some of them on here already. What, A Redneck Romeo and Notorious and some of those songs I've played on the regular show. Yeah. So toward the end of the show, we'll put a couple of those on. I think you'll like them. That Confederate Railroad, man, they're hot, you know. And I sort of like that word, Confederate.
Have you ever watched a train pick up the mail on the fly? You know, they put the mail in a sack on a statue, and the express would come hurtling out of the night, and some magic device on the side of the mail car would snatch the mailbag from the statue. And with its whistle proclaiming all was well, it would vanish into the darkness while a small boy marveled at the wonders of his world. Probably that's why they call this song The Fireball Mail. Probably one of the best-known train songs ever written was one which helped make two of Dad's friends famous, or I guess I should say more famous. One is Roy Acuff, the other is Dizzy Dean, and of course the song has to be The Wabash Cannonball.
From
a wild Mr. Big Show. From the bank of sweet Maryland to the icebound Labrador, it's a scene of magic splendor that is known by one and all. She's a modern combination called the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she dashes through the woodland that steals along the shore. She's a mighty rushing engine, you can hear them hobos call as they ride the rods and the brake beams and the Wabash Cannonball. The old cities may be fairer, you can plainly see, from St. Paul to Minneapolis and the famous Albany, then back to old Niagara where the laughing waters fall. You can hear them hobos singing on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she dances through the woodland that steals along the shore. She's a mighty rushing engine, you can hear them hobos call as they ride the rods and the brake beams of a Wabash Cannonball. To Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be respected by folks throughout the land. And when his mortal races run and the curtain rounds and fall, we'll carry him home to glory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as he dances through the woodland that steals along the shore. She's a mighty rushing engine, you can hear them hobos call as they ride the rocks and the brake beams of the Wabash Cannonball.
Good old Hank Snow. Whoa, what a song, the Wabash Cannonball. That was a really, really popular one. Still is a popular one. Yeah, I was born and raised about 25-30 miles from Wabash, Indiana. One of the things you probably don't know about Wabash, Indiana, probably never even heard of it, but they were the first city in the United States to have totally electrified street lights. Even before New York City, Philly, and San Francisco, all those places. How about that? Yeah, and they had the Wabash River running through there, of course. And then they named the train company after the Wabash. And I used to go down there now and then. They used to have an Eagle. After I got out of the Army, they had an Eagle's Lodge down there in Wabash. Used to go down there and have a few drinks, a few dances on Saturday night. And guess what? Well, they had slot machines there. I really never played them, but it was interesting because gambling was illegal in Indiana. But seemed like the sheriff, he belonged to the Eagle's Lodge, and seemed like they had slot machines in there all the time. But once in a while, there'd be a change in administrations, and they'd raid a place and take all those out. And then about a month later, 6 months later, they'd be back in there again. And that was the slot machines in Wabash, Indiana. Let's go on with Hank.
With this ring, I be with
an angel here beside me. Just a moment more and heaven will be mine. With this ring, I be with, as every dream inside me comes true each time hear the church bells chime. This little band of gold I hold will soon be on your finger. A kiss about a moment so divine. With this ring I be wed, and now the whole until the end of the hearts tied as one. We leave the church together, together as we know we'll always be. In a life just begun, this day will live forever, like blossoms in a treasured memory. Your big bouquet may fade away, but as the years go by, dear, I'll take your hand and say each day,
boy, there's a good old one. Yes, sirree, that's a good one. For all you boys and girls out there in love, yeah. Well, it don't make any difference how old you are. That's a neat, lovey, mushy song. And a lot of times I say, let's go back to Hank. I know you think I'm going back to Hank Williams, but this is the other Hank, Hank Snow, and we've sort of dedicated most of this show to Hank Snow. And he's recorded a lot more songs that we'll play in the future. And I think each radio show we will probably dedicate to a certain artist. Now, you know, you hear those scratchy records. Well, I'll tell you what, I go to those swap meets all over the place, and I've even been over in Arizona and so forth, and when I see some good country music, I pick it up. Some of it's got a little scratch here and there, but I think that almost adds to it, you know. The golden oldies. Now look, I want you to subscribe to War Newspaper. Let's support this operation here a little bit. And we're having lots of fun here, and we like this music, but you know, there's work to be done. Subscribe to the War Newspaper, $30 per year in the USA, and it's $40 first class in Canada, and it's $50 in all of the countries. And make your checks or money orders to John Metzger. And if you're offshore, make sure it's in U.S. funds only. It makes it a lot easier for us because we live way out here in a little old town. We don't have all that foreign exchange stuff. It's a little harder to do. And get with us on the email. That's warmetzger@aol.com. And this is the 26th of April, the second show we've done. And I think it's a lot of fun. I'm going to keep doing it because it makes me happy. And so all you people who emailed me and said you're getting it, but we got a little problem with our streaming and downloading all our MP3s, we're gradually overcoming that problem, so you'll be able to listen to us a lot better. And, of course, we're at resist.com, and that's where all of our books and videos and flags and rings and pendants and CDs and DVDs, and we just dug up 37 hour shows of Race and Reason by Herbert Poinsett down in Florida. He used to live in Georgia, and then he moved down to Florida. And these were almost lost. After he died, unfortunately, he didn't make arrangements, and his wife didn't agree with him, and she's going to toss all his stuff. Well, due to some friends down south, we got to these videotapes, and we have them. So we're going to make those available to you because we're remastering all this stuff. And most of it will be on DVD sooner or later. And we could probably put a lot of this stuff on PAL. So we got a lot of projects here. So help us out. Help us, old terrible Tommy, out here and his country western show. Spread the word. Spread the word. Now we're going to go on to a little bit more music here. See what we can find in the old stack of records.
Start on your journey, I'm leading to you somewhere
bright stars were shining, but clouds drifted back just to darken a true love affair. And I know I'm to blame for the showers that fell. They meant more than my old pal could bear. I can't see what happened, why I went astray, but I promise I'll never more roam. So tell me, I've made you this promise, won't you journey my baby back home?
Well, there's a couple of more Hank songs. Hank Snow, that is. And I'll tell you that Streets of Laredo, I might have ran that before. I'll tell you, I'm going to have to keep track of what I've played here because I like that Streets of Laredo. In fact, I like all those Gunfighter Desperado songs. I wonder why. You know,
A lot of people don't realize that almost all the gunfighters of the Old West were blue-eyed Aryans. Yep, and that can be checked out historically. One that wasn't was Joaquin Murrieta, an Indian who ran around this area where I live. And the Mexican army raped and murdered his wife, and so he went on the rampage and killed a whole bunch of that Mexican army that run around this part of my country. So I can't blame him for that. And they, when they caught him, they cut off his head, and they used to go around at the county fairs exhibiting his head in a jar. Not too far from me, in Temecula, California, there used to be a bar called the Long Branch. It was one of the roughest bars west of the Pecos, and it was clear up into the 60s, as I recall, because they caught one of the 10 most wanted in that bar, but the Indians used to come in there and fight with the cowboys quite a bit. That was at Long Branch in good old Temecula. They had a bank in Temecula. The building's still there. It was the strongest building and bank building in these parts, and it was on the trail there, the old Mormon trail, and the cattlemen used to bank a lot of their money in there. And back in the early 70s, I almost bought that building, and I was sure stupid I didn't. It was a big two-story brick building, stone building, and I think the vault was still in it for $25,000. Boy, that thing today is probably worth $500,000. But if you're a working man with a house full of kids, you know that $25,000 even back then was like $500,000. Either you had it or you didn't have it. So they keep telling you what good deals there were, but if you didn't have the money, you didn't have the money. In San Diego County, here where I live, the medium-priced house now is $400,000, because these prices are going up, because all the non-whites, all these people coming in here from all over the world are pushing the prices up and the demand. But I was talking to one of my lone wolves traveling back east today, and he said, you know, there's just a stream of California cars with trailers and loaded with household goods all going back into the heartland. Yeah, looks like a lot of white boys are saying to hell with this and going back home. Well, send me an email, old Terrible Tommy, and send me a letter, and let me know what you think about this old country show, because I think it's a good deal. Now, what I'd like to have is a country western talent show, not just a rally, but a talent show that anybody want to show up with a guitar or an accordion or whatever could play, and we could, old Terrible Tommy is going to put up a big prize for the winner. What do you think about that? Get in touch with me. Let me know if you like that idea. I'm going to close out with one of my favorite songs. It's not a Hank Snow song, but I think you'll understand.
Lots of corn, and I know where to find my sugar.
Yeah, the war about to begin. It's going to get meaner than a Texas high wind. We'll see you later.